This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
That's the other thing that I think we have learned about Flo is that his teams are resilient, brother. And the ultimate lesson was the first year. He should have lost his team at 0-7, and yet they stormed back to go 5-4. That shows me that he's well in touch with his team, and he has a good sense of who belongs on the field, who doesn't, who's in a good mood, who isn't. Communication-wise, as tough as a dude as he is, it just seems like he has a sense of awareness of who his team is.
Yeah, you know, they're very focused. They're very disciplined. They're very tunnel visioned. It can be boring from a journalist's perspective. Not a lot of guys say too many interesting things. Very Patriots-like. And it's Patriots-like in that it's, they don't worry too much about feelings. And what I mean by that is, hey, Benardrick McKinney, we're better off without you on the roster. I know you took a pay cut, but see ya. Sorry. Good luck. Thanks for your contribution. Mike Gesicki, you're one of the top receiving tight ends in the NFL last year. But you know what? In this game against New England, you're not going to play as much as Dorham Smythe and Hunter Long. Maybe he played more than Hunter Long.
But yeah, slightly.
The other guys.
Yeah.
Because we need to focus on blocking, especially to help out Liam Eikenberg making his first start at left tackle as a rookie. So, you know, whatever it takes to win, Brian Flores really does not care if you would prefer to see Tua throw it 40 times. Does not care what any media member or any fan wants to see or feels that he or she needs to see. All he cares about is finding a way to win. And you just have to imagine that way more often than not this year, he's going to do that.